It's time once again to play Public Radio's 11th most popular game show, The Conversation News Quiz. To qualify to play, earlier this hour we asked this question. What is the name of the federal act barring married gay couples from getting federal benefits that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled partly unconstitutional this week? The correct answer was the Defense of Marriage Act, or we also accepted the acronym DOMA. Arwin Nix, our producer, who got the answer correct and is qualified to play the Conversation News Quiz?
Pamela Coffey got the answer correct, and she's listening to us today from Friday Harbor. She's a photographer and painter and hopefully a regular listener.
Pamela Coffey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Is your name your destiny? Do you often get asked about whether you like coffee, whether you're a coffee fan?
Well, actually, I've had a little part-time job where I've been making coffee, and I wear a name badge.
And everybody thinks, oh, no, your name's Pamela, and they don't believe it's your real name, I bet.
No, it's just the irony is usually
too much.
is pointed out to me, yes.
Pamela, thank you for playing today. Now, remember the rules. We're going to ask you three questions, and if you can answer two of those three questions correctly, you will become our conversationalist of the week. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, question number one. On Monday, we talked to UW fisheries professor Tim Essington about an increase in the jellyfish population. What did Tim say was one of the reasons for the rise in jellyfish blooms? Was it A, rise in peanut butterfish, B, climate change, C, snowy winters? What was the reason for the rise in jellyfish blooms? A rise in peanut butterfish, climate change, or snowy winters?
I believe it would be B, climate change.
You are correct. Earlier this week, as we move to our second question, conversation producer and host David Hyde sat down with Toby Crittenden. He's the executive director of Washington Bus. What is the Washington Bus? A, is it a nonprofit organization that works to get young people involved in politics and voting? B, is it a bus that takes you on a tour of marijuana dispensaries? C, is it a bus driven by the descendants of George Washington himself? What is the Washington Bus? A bus driven by descendants of George Washington? Is it a nonprofit group that works with young people to get them involved in politics? Is it a bus that takes you on a tour of marijuana dispensaries? What do you say, Pamela?
I'm guessing, and I'm going to go with A.
Very good. Another winner. Okay, final question here. Yesterday on The Conversation, we talked with relationship counselor Julie Gottman about independence when you're in a relationship. She said that some couples choose to keep separate homes even when they're married. What is the name for this phenomena? Is it living apart together, L-A-T? Is it two homes, one heart, 2H, 1H? Is it I love you, but I can't live with you, I-L-Y-B-I-C-L-Y-L-W-Y? Is it living apart together? Is it two homes, one heart? Is it I love you, but I can't live with you? What do you say?
It's living apart together.
Very good. Well, we have Arwin Nix, who's been doing the tally. Arwin, how did Pamela Coffey do?
It was easy math on this one, Ross. She got 3 out of 3 correct answers.
You're perfect, Pamela. You are perfect. And you are a winner. You will occupy a position of glory on the KUOW Facebook page this week wearing the conversation crown. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Our new winner, Pamela Coffey.